Hey, real quick, before we get into this episode, I want to offer you something really special. A 30-minute call, just you and me, where you walk away knowing exactly what to do to finally feel balanced, like actually balanced, not just surviving, not white knuckling through the week, but genuinely in control of your time, your priorities, and your life. I call it the mental load reset, and it's only $9. Spots are limited, and my cutoff is July 3rd. So go ahead to ambitiousandbalanced.com/strategy to book one of the final spots. Okay, let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hey, working moms. I can't even believe it is summertime. The kids are out of school. And more than ever, I have been having these conversations around mom guilt. And it's interesting to me. Maybe it's a thing that mom guilt actually increases over the summer. I don't know. I've never really run a study on that before. But it is interesting to me how many conversations I'm having about this. And the thing that always strikes me about it is that working mom guilt, we sort of talk about it like it's a part of the job description. Like when you become a working mom, it just comes with the territory. It's like the fine print, right? And I want to sort of push back on that today because I think we have normalized something and it's actually costing us a lot more than we realize. And more importantly, I think it's really misunderstood what guilt is actually trying to tell us. Because if you want, I actually think guilt can be more of a guide to sort of help point you to the things that matter. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, how to get unstuck from mom guilt. So here's one of the biggest lies I think that guilt tells us as working mom. It tells us that we can't have it all. And because guilt is so widely accepted and sort of goes unquestioned by so many working moms, we don't catch it early enough. And so then the guilt just starts to feel worse and worse and worse over time, almost like we're sort of digging ourselves into a guilt hole of sorts. And it feels heavy and like we're failing our kids and we're failing at life. And then of course, the longer that goes on, which for a lot of my clients, that really like starts the moment they start having kids. And then by the time we work together, it's at least a few years in. And so they've been dealing with this like deep sense of like painful guilt for years now. And most commonly, what I hear from people that experience what I'll now call like chronic guilt is what they've told me is that they have believed that that guilt means that they can't have it all. And now I've had a number of conversations with working moms over the past several weeks in a number of different spaces, like in my personal life, and I've been interviewed on podcasts and I've had people on my podcast and some LinkedIn interviews and all these things. I've had all of these conversations around guilt lately that have been coming up. And then inevitably, what happens is we have this conversation about guilt, and then it sort of transforms into a conversation about having it all. And then it kind of moves into this like, well, what do you think about that? Some people think you can have it all. Some people don't. Some people think that you can have it all, but not all at the same time. What do you think, Rebecca? Right? I get asked that question a lot. And whenever somebody wants to talk to me about it, what I tell them is, hey, listen, I don't think it matters what you believe, but whatever you choose to believe is what's actually possible for you. So if you believe having it all is impossible, then it, of course it will be, right? Because you aren't going to spend the time to figure out how to make an impossible thing work out for you, right? Or if you believe that having it all is possible, but not all at the same time, then that's going to become your reality because you're not going to figure out how to have both at the same time. You're going to settle. Your beliefs about what's possible are sort of like self-fulfilling prophecies, which is why it's so important to elevate your thoughts and really control what you think. And so many people that experience chronic guilt, what they do is they make it mean that having it all is not possible. And I personally think it means something different. I believe guilt is a signal that you're simply unclear on your priorities. All guilt means is that you have not made a decision in the moment and you're feeling guilty about what you are choosing in that moment. So you are literally feeling torn between multiple priorities, likely where both of them or several of them all feel very important to you. And so when you're not really sold on what your priority is or what matters most to you in that moment, every competing demand makes you sort of feel like a failure, right? When work is pulling at you and the kids are pulling at you and you're feeling torn between both of those, it sort of feels like you're losing at both of those. That's not a guilt problem. That's a clarity problem. That's why giving your brain really clear direction and deciding what having it all really means to you, what balance means to you, what success means to you, what your priorities are, what your most important things are to you. That's why it's step one of every single process I ever create. Clarity. It has to be step one. Your brain needs to have direction. It needs to know, right? It's the very first step in the ambitious and balanced process. A few weeks ago here on the podcast, you heard from my friend and client, Allison, who graduated from the Ambitious and Balanced program back in December. Highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode, to her story, because it's really inspiring to hear how other women are figuring out how to have it all. Literally, like they're talking about their process and their breakthroughs and their transformation. And when you hear it from them, it's going to help unlock it for you. So I definitely want you to go back and listen. But if you remember, Allison talked about how guilty she felt all the time. She's a real estate agent. She has a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, very active in her community. And she has sort of this low hum level of guilt that was eating away at her and had been for years by the time we worked together. She never felt she could be super present. She'd be putting the girls down at bedtime, but didn't really have the energy or the patience to like be really with them. And she was always thinking about things that she hadn't gotten done that day, second guessing herself all of the time, feeling like, you know, there's got to be another way. And if you remember on the podcast, what she talked about was how impactful taking the time to get clear on what her definition and version of balance was for her, right? Literally, that's what she did. I walked her in this program, the Ambitious and Balanced program. I walked her and the cohort through a series of exercises of putting words to what it means to feel balanced. Because if your brain doesn't have a sense of direction on what the goal is and what it even looks like to achieve it, it's going to be really hard to create that life, right? And so in the end, that was the thing that really unlocked, or like it was a cascade of balance for her, because it, as she went about defining and getting clear on what balance meant to her, then she was able to get clear on the priorities that sort of laddered up to that goal, to that like version of balance that she had defined. And when I say she got clear, I mean, she got crystal clear. She didn't just say like, family is my priority. She said, no, a distraction-free dinner around the table. That's my priority. Connection at bedtime with no phone where I'm like highly focused on them. That's my priority, right? And so when she got really clear on those things, all of a sudden she didn't feel like she had to be present with them all of the time. Then all of a sudden she could multitask in other moments throughout the day with her girls. She could be trying to, you know, finish a last minute email and checking dinner, and her kids could be watching a show or doing something. And she didn't have to feel guilty about all of that because she'd already decided that those weren't the most important moments in her day. They weren't how she wanted to define balance and success, right? And so that level of clarity for her on her priorities and what mattered most to her actually created this sort of absence of guilt. Guilt is not the proof that you're doing something wrong. I want to say that again. Guilt is not proof that you are doing something wrong. It is an indication that you are not clear on what is most important in that moment, and you're probably trying to do it all. And so what happened for Allison is that we resolved a lot of that sort of overarching guilt that she was experiencing. She started to feel more at peace, more calm, more grounded. Whenever guilt would actually creep back in, it became more of a data point for her instead of an identity of failure, right? She learned how to say, huh, that's interesting. I wonder why I'm feeling so much guilt about that right now. And rather than going down that rabbit hole of like, oh my gosh, I'm failing as a mom and I'm doing something wrong, right? She was literally able to strip a lot of that kind of self-criticism out of her language and out of her narrative by putting words to the things that are most important to her. And now I really want to be honest here. I'm not saying that when you get super clear on your priorities and what balance means, and you put like words to your version of success, those are all the types of exercises I walk you through in the ambitious and balance process. I'm not saying you're never going to feel guilt again. I'm not saying that it's always going to feel easy, right? You are still going to have priorities that feel like they're in conflict with one another. And that's just the reality of being a human being and living an ambitious and full life. Right? Which means you've got a lot of good things going that are competing for your time and energy. I actually think that that's a really good thing. So if you were to join one of my ambitious and balanced cohorts, I'm not saying that we're alleviating all the hard and all the guilt, but I am saying that I'm going to teach you how to make decisions in that moment that you feel really empowered by and aligned with so that you don't feel guilty all of the time. That I for sure can promise. So let's talk for a moment about what's on the other side of alleviating guilt, right? When you no longer feel guilty, instead what's left is a feeling of empowerment. Empowerment over your schedule and over your commitments and your choices and your priorities. I was having a conversation with a working mom recently that said that she, generally speaking, was feeling pretty balanced right now, but it sort of felt like it was hanging by a thread. That was exactly the word she used. It was hanging by a thread. So when you give yourself space and structure to get clear on your priorities and over that definition of balance and success, work-life balance is no longer going to feel like it's hanging by a thread. You're going to feel so much more in control of it. And in that moment, when your priorities still feel like they're like competing with one another, or you've got like two good things that are vying for your attention, like rather than feeling this deep sense of guilt and failure, it's going to feel so much more manageable. For so many of my clients, when we talk about getting clear on their priorities and then that their priorities start to feel a little bit at odds with one another, like a work deadline is coming up against like family snuggle time, for example, rather than feeling an immense amount of failure and guilt and overwhelm, instead, there's this like low level feeling of gratitude, like grateful for the amazing opportunities that work is providing and grateful for the amazing family that you really adore and that really adore you. Like, wouldn't you rather feel gratitude instead of guilt? I know I would. Wouldn't you like to wake up every day sort of bouncing out of bed with clarity around what you're doing that day and what really matters to you so that throughout the day and every moment through that day, you stop feeling like you should be doing something else, right? Like you are literally walking around feeling like you should make different choices all the time, right? All that second guessing and self-doubt is exhausting. And it's completely optional when you stop believing that sustainable work-life balance isn't an option. When you stop believing that you don't have a choice, or that you can't have it all right now. That is the first step. But I don't want you to just take my word for it. I want you to listen to the interviews that I've been having on this podcast recently, showing you story after story about what it looks like in just 3 months to go from a place of guilt and overwhelm and stress and no ability to manage your time to a place of feeling like you get out of bed and feel crystal clear around what you're supposed to be doing that day and how you want to feel and so much more in control of that. Go back and listen to Allison's story or Kelly's story. I have other clients that are going to be coming up here in the next couple of weeks that are going to share their stories about how they experience work-life balance and how it worked for them and what the process looked like for them. I want you to experience this transformation yourself. And it's why I designed that special mental load reset strategy call, this 30-minute personalized call with me, not somebody on my team, but with me, where we're gonna paint a really clear picture around what a balanced life looks like for you, what success looks like what your priorities are. We're gonna do that together. And then we're gonna talk about what it takes to protect those priorities no matter the cost. You're gonna walk away feeling lighter, more hopeful, and really clear on a very defined next step for you to implement that vision immediately. That's why I created those calls. I really do want you to take me up on that. If you have not booked, your mental load reset call. This is a $9 strategy call. Please, please, please do that now. I'm only taking calls through July 3rd, leading up to the next cohort of Ambitious Imbalance, which starts in the middle of July. And I would love for you to snag one of these last calls. You can do that by going to www.ambitiousandbalanced.com/strategy. That's going to get you one of those $9 strategy calls. All right, working moms, you do not have to settle for guilt. Guilt is not just a way of life for us as working moms. It is an indication that you need to take some time to get clear on the things that are most important to you. And if you need support in that, I would love to walk you through a very simple process on one of those 30-minute mental load reset calls. Please do take me up on that. And until next week, let's get to it. One sec before you go. I want you to know that every woman who has ever transformed their life inside one of my programs started the same way. One session, 30 minutes, just the two of us. In this strategy session, we cut through the noise of your life and get specific about what's actually driving your overwhelm. You walk away with one concrete thing to do about it. And most women tell me this is the clearest they have felt in months. I've opened up a few of these mental load reset spots exclusively for podcast listeners for $9. If you've been listening and thinking, oh, I wish I could chat with Rebecca without making any sort of coaching commitment, this is the next step. And it's the one that makes everything else start to make sense. There's a link in the show notes. Grab your mental load reset spot, and I'll see you there.